The companions continued on their way shortly after. The forest became sparser as they went, and it soon opened into a long stretching valley with a wide river snaking from the north to the south and leading into the Blight, a land that was said to be haunted. There were many questions for Sir Eldrick concerning his incredible fighting prowess while on the bottle. At first, he ignored such questions, not wanting to divulge information about his condition, for it was both his greatest weakness and greatest strength. Willow was tenacious about it, and would not let the topic rest.
"So, what is it? Like a curse or something?"
she asked as they rode. Merlin hovered just off to the side of the road, gliding along on the wings of his tireless backpack. Brennan rode to the left of the knight, surely glad to have something to keep their attention away from his cowardly abandonment of them at the first sign of trouble the day before. Gibrig, however, rode behind them all. He was sullen and spoke little to the others. Sir Eldrick knew that it had something to do with his bad dream, and the violence of the day before had shaken him.
"It isn't a curse that I'm aware of," said Sir Eldrick, hoping to placate the ogre.
"Well then, what is it? Like a magical power?"
Willow pressed.
"And why did you pass out for so long?"
Merlin put in.
"Does that happen every time you drink spirits?"
Brannan added, doing his best to look inquisitive.
Sir Eldrick gave a sigh. "It is a gift and a curse, I suppose, for it has brought me my greatest glory and my greatest shame."
"How do you mean?"
Willow asked.
"Well, take yesterday, for instance. I chugged down that bottle and easily defeated the highwaymen, but then I passed out for hours, which is extremely dangerous. And that is just what happens on liquor."
"What do you mean? You have different reactions to different spirits?" said Merlin.
"Exactly. On liquor, I am the greatest fighter that Falestine has ever seen. But it only lasts a few minutes, and then I'm out for hours, as you saw. On beer, I am a tireless fighter, though not as good as I am on liquor. But rather than pass out on beer, I black out and go on day-long binges, often waking up in strange lands or deep into enemy territory."
"What about wine?" said Merlin.
"Wine?" said Sir Eldrick, chuckling. "Wine, my young friend, turns me into the greatest lover Falestine has ever seen."
"But what is the downside to that?" said Merlin, who was quite curious about the topic of lovemaking.
"Having women's husbands after you, I would imagine," said Brannan.
"Indeed," said Sir Eldrick.